So what's worse, a phone that explodes in your face or a drone that falls from the sky? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech with our annual Top Tech Turkeys of the Year podcast. So really, in first place, how do you top a hot new cell phone, the Samsung Note 7, which received rave reviews for pushing ahead with wireless charging, water-resistant design, and the ability to unlock the phone with your iris? Well, batteries that erupted and lit the phone on fire did not do it any favors. Samsung did a recall and a replacement, and they started blowing up too. So finally, Samsung just killed it all together. The flameout could cost the company as much as $10 billion. In second place, falling drones. GoPro's Karma drone, its first, had so much going for it. For $1,100, you got a drone, you got a new GoPro Hero 5 camera, you got a grip stabilizer to bring drone camera-like fluidness to land shots, and a backpack too. Now, I love the video images from the Hero 5, and the ease of the drone controller was great. Then, once again, consumers started showing off online videos of Karma's losing power midair, and GoPro announced a recall just 2 weeks after the initial release. Will we ever see Karma again? I kind of doubt it. Number three, missing ports. Apple thought they could introduce a new iPhone successfully without a headphone jack, or even worse, new Macs with no slot to charge an iPhone. Now, yes, there's a workaround with little dongle adapters that are really easy to lose, but it's a real turkey move for Apple to take away these basic consumer expectations and expect to get away with it. Number four, missing 360. The 360-degree virtual reality cameras available are either so-so quality or just too complicated for consumers. That includes the Ricoh Theta and 360 Fly, which are kind of easy to use, but the video quality just kind of okay. Or the new Nikon Key Mission 360, which has pretty good 4K video quality, but is sorely lacking in simple setup. We're still waiting for the breakthrough consumer 360-degree VR camera. 2016 was not the year. Number five, charging woes. Now, I love the idea of the Fitbit Blaze, a fitness watch that doesn't try to do more than just let you know your heart rate, steps, and the time. What I didn't like was having to take the watch out of its frame to charge to an oddball doodad that was proprietary to the Blaze. The end result, I just didn't wear the watch. Number six, no bots, please. In April, Facebook introduced a new computerized way to have conversations with chatbots in Messenger as a way of reaching customer service or to engage in e-commerce. Great. Even more notifications coming from a program associated with friends. And the experience is on par with computer trees on phone calls. Slow, maddening, and ineffective. Speaking of robots, we like the look and price of Google's answer to Amazon's Alexa. It's cheaper. But when it can't even answer the questions that Google suggests we try on press materials, like list all my events on December 5th or set go to gym alarm, well, you know that this product was released before it was ready. Number eight, hey Siri, could you finally get it together? And keeping with the robot motif, this was supposed to be the year that Apple Siri was finally ready for prime time by opening it up to third-party apps. Now, how's that working for you, iPhone users? 5 years in, and Siri still misses more than she gets. Number nine, the flying camera that never saw flight. The Lily camera sounded like a dream come true. No flying skills needed, just throw it in the air and watch it fly and record your hikes, cycling, and skating excursions. The Lily camera won a coveted CES Innovation Award in January, took in over $34 million in pre-sales, but is yet to see the light of day. There's not even a buy button anymore on its website. Finally, number 10, Clinton will win the election, hands down. I mean, no bigger turkey than those online polls that assured us it knew how the election in 2016 was going to turn out. Turns out online polls are just as ineffective as phone polls. What's your pick for Tech Turkey of the Year? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave comments and ratings and reviews. We read every one of them, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks again for listening, everyone.